All right, so tell us about your back.
Yeah, your faces look beautiful. Can we do some pleasantries first, John? It's the first time back. I'm doing great. Thank you. Good morning, guys. Aaron, how's it going? I feel great. It's obviously last year was a difficult year. There's no doubt about it. Going through everything that we went through, but the one nice thing about the situation is that I've had the proper amount of time to take the recovery as methodical as it needs to be taken and do things the right way with the proper patience but also the proper aggressiveness at times. And so I think that this recovery process has been very strong because I've known the whole time that I have the proper amount of time to do it right.
What's next for you in terms of the drills you're taking, mm-hmm. exercises you're doing, that kind of thing?
So we're now past the whole rehab process, past the whole we've transitioned from like a rehab and rebuild into being an athlete again to now back into regular training and really training as an elite athlete again and taking this now to the next level. And I'm really so from this point forward, my off season is really a regular off season now. So it's full training. It's doing everything. There's a lot of added core work to my workouts just to make sure that I really solidify my core and make sure that that's fully locked in to protect my back again in the future. But other than that, I mean, I'm fully training like I've regularly been training in the off seasons. Obviously, in a very smart way, I've changed my workouts. I've tweaked my workouts to make sure that I do everything possible to be smart about the way I do things moving forward.
Do you feel like the J.J. Watt we've seen for years at this point?
I think at this point of the off season, it's very premature to say something like that. I think that I feel very good about where we are in the process right now, and I feel very good knowing that I have many months ahead until next season to be able to continue to grow and build. But with where we are right now, I feel very, very good.
You mentioned patience. Is that the biggest thing you've kind of learned about yourself throughout this whole time? Because I know it hasn't been easy for you.
Yeah, you know, going through last year was a very you learn a lot about yourself. You learn a lot about what you need to do. You know, three surgeries, and by the third one, I finally kind of realized, like, okay, do what you need to do to make sure that you're getting back 100% healthy. Don't try to impress anyone, even if it's yourself. Don't try and impress yourself with how fast you can get back. Don't try and impress yourself with how much weight you can lift so early. Just do everything the right way. Do everything that they say. And I have to say that it's paid off big time. And I have good people around me who make sure that I do things the right way now and who tell me, you know, don't push here or you can push here. And so I think we have really good people around who have allowed me to be aggressive when it calls for being aggressive. And I think the way that my body feels right now, I can definitely tell that we did it the right way.
When you look back,
there was an element of what you just talked about previously, doing things maybe not the right way or working too hard or trying too hard.
I think there's an element of being very prideful and wanting to get back as quickly as I possibly could and wanting to, you know, do things, you know, that had never been done before, you know, rehab quicker than anybody's rehab, you know, come back stronger than anybody. There's definitely an element of pride there where you have to take some time and realize, like, okay, this is a serious thing. You need to do it the right way and be smart about it. You can work hard, but you need to work smart. And that's the biggest thing that I've learned, and that's probably the biggest thing I'm doing now is I'm working very hard, but I'm also working very smart.
Can you put into words how hard it was for you this past year, like how deep it got?
I mean, I wish I could sit here and say, you know, I was super positive the whole time and I had this great mentality, you know, every single day I woke up and was like, it's going to be okay. But there were some very rough days. I mean, there's a lot of days you go through. You go through three major surgeries in one year, you're going to have some very down days. And there were some days where it was just very, very tough. But that's where you learn a lot about yourself. That's where you learn what's important to you, who's important to you. You learn really what you want to do, what is important to you. I think over the last 5 years, you know, it's been such a crazy ride. I've had so much fun, gotten to do so many things. It's so easy to get caught up in everything. You know, fame is cool, you know, all this, you get to do all these different things. But at the end of the day, what's really important? What makes you happy? And for me, competing, being around my teammates, playing the game of football, training, it's so cliche, but just being able to be like a kid out there, just being able to go on that field and play a kid's game, on the biggest stage is a blast for me. And so I think that's probably one of the biggest things I learned about myself is I'm going to do a lot of fun stuff. I'm still going to have commercials and things like that and have a blast with it. But I'm going to get back to really just doing what makes me happy. And
was, was that a turning point for you when you were able to get back on the sidelines and just saw like the kind of energy being around the guys,
yeah.
get those guys fired up, and they appreciated it?
Yeah, no, it was great once I was finally cleared to be back on the sidelines, because there's no energy like that energy. And to see the guys flying around, to see them playing the way that they did, was a blast. And at the same time, it also gives you that itch to be like, I want to be part of this. Like, I want to get back out there. But yeah, it's once I was able to come back here and to be around the guys again, it really gives you a whole new level of energy. But I think that time that I spent away was really important as well, because it gives you a whole brand new perspective on everything.
How special is it that you've overcome the fears of, can you be you again? Can you get to where you want to be again? That kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah. No, I definitely don't have those fears, and I think that definitely takes it took a long time to get over. I can't necessarily say that about all the three of the surgeries that I had, but I feel very, very confident now with where we're going and how everything is going now. So it's been a long road. It's been a long time, and there's still a long road ahead, but I feel great, and yeah, it's going to be fun.
Right now, having the Super Bowl in your city, you know, the Super Bowl at your stadium, is it a little bit of mixed feelings of you're happy to see Houston have, but you kind of wish that you were the season would have gone better for you and you could have been in it?
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, it's obviously great for the city of Houston. It's great for everything, from our economy to our people, to being able to show off all the phenomenal things that we have here in Houston, from, I mean, the food to the people, the culture, the medical district, everything that we have here. It's such a great city. But at the same time, it's also very, you know, frustrating to see the faces of two other teams on the side of your own stadium. So it's definitely a point of motivation. It's definitely something that you want to make sure that you do whatever you possibly can to be in this game next year. I mean, that's the goal for every team in the league. You know, there's 32 teams in the league, only two get to play in this game, and we want to be one of those two.
JJ, what did you think about Clowney's development?
I thought he played very well. Obviously, having a Pro Bowl season, that's great to see. I think he did a great job this season. The guy went out there. He's extremely disruptive in the run game. I mean, it's really fun to watch what he's able to do out there. So I think it was he really stepped it up.
Now, with Mike Vrabel being named the defensive coordinator, what do you think about that and him being able to take on that role and how he's done so far?
Yeah, I think he's very, very qualified for the job. I mean, he's extremely smart. He's one of the smartest football minds I've been around. He's an extremely hard worker, obviously had a lot of success both as a player and as a coach. So really excited to get out there and work with him, but also very excited that we still get to have Romeo Crennel with him. I mean, it's as a player, you couldn't ask for really a better situation. Romeo Crennel is one of the best guys I've been around. I mean, I've been fortunate enough to play for Romeo Crennel, Wade Phillips, two of the nicest guys and best coaches that you could ever have. So really fortunate to be able to still have him around and to have a guy like Mike Vrabel be your defensive coordinator. So we're in a really good spot.
When you see what the defense did without you this season, does it make you more excited for what you can bring to them next year?
Yeah, it's really exciting. I mean, the guys did an incredible job. I mean, they go out there and played really well. And like we were talking about before, when you're on the sidelines and, you know, a certain situation comes up, let's say it's a third down and you need a sack, like there's a situation where I'm like, okay, this is where it's my job to make a play. And I think that's what I really look forward to, is those moments again where we need a play, we need something, we need a spark, we need that energy, we need that juice. That's what I live for.
Can you envision how good this defense could be? We're number one without you, and now here you are. You'll be getting back. How good can this defense be with you?
That's to be seen. We're really excited about it. Obviously, we have a lot of great pieces in place. We have a phenomenal defensive staff. We have phenomenal guys on the team. So it's all about just going out there and doing what we're able to do. I think a lot of it comes down to belief, and I think we see what we're capable of doing, and then it comes down to believing that you can take another step and another step. And I think we have that level of belief now, and I think it's only going to grow.
You mentioned kind of taking the little things for granted during mm-hmm. this time. What were some of those things that kind of stood out that you kind of had to take a second and be like, wow?
I mean, you take everything from the locker room banter with the guys to coming out of the tunnel and the fans to, I mean, a kid asking for your autograph to everything. You take the workouts. You take the fact that you get to wake up and play football for a living. Like, this is my job. It's every single thing about this game is so fun and so special. When it's all taken away from you, when the thing that you love is taken away from you, and the game that you're so passionate about and you put so much work towards, when that's taken away from you, that's when you truly realize how much it means to you and how special it is. And I think it's really been exciting to me because it's almost like there's a brand new fire. There's a brand new passion. There's a brand new excitement level that I haven't had in a long time, which is weird because I've had a fire and excitement for a long time. So to have a new one and a re-energized one, it's really cool. And every single day I wake up with this just excitement to get to work that day because I know that every step, every building block that I put on top of another one, I'm building that building on a strong foundation now that we've built. So it's a great place to be.
You say that new fire with kind of like a surprise. I mean, did you kind of anticipate having this type of energy at this point? I mean,
well, throughout my whole career, I've always had the fire. Right. You know, I've been fortunate to have some great years here. Right. So for me to, during this last, you know, whatever, 4 or 5 months, for me to realize that there was, not that it went out, but there was like new fire to be had or I could regain something. Just to know that there's new levels to reach that I haven't even reached yet is exciting. And I think that's one of the biggest things for me is knowing that it's not like I'm just out here trying to come back and be a football player again. I'm still trying to continue to capitalize on what I was before and be even better than I was before. So it's always about being the best version of you can be. And if I'm not trying to be the best player ever, then I'm doing everyone a disservice. If I'm not going out here and I'm trying to build the best football player ever, and it's a disservice to myself, the fans, my teammates. So that's what I'm doing every single day, trying to create the best athlete possible.
Will you be ready for OTAs?
What's that?
Will you be ready for OTAs in April?
I don't see any reason why not. Yeah, I believe, I'm fully cleared for football activities and everything. So, yeah, I'm sure I'll be on some sort of like a limited basis out there just to be smart. But, yeah, no, I should be full go.
Did you look at your longevity and think about, you know, legacy and all those things? Have they told you whether you'll be able to have as long of a career given the surgeries?
To be perfectly honest with you, I think this problem, I mean, I can't say for certain. You never know. Anything can happen. But from my mentality and my mindset, it probably elongated it. Because when you have to take a year off, obviously it's a full year of hits off your body and everything, but it's also a mental year off where, you know, the grind, the day-to-day, you know, like I said, when I said that it makes it special again, it also, you start to feel like a rookie all over again. You start to feel like, okay, I was away from the game. Now I get to reintroduce myself to the guys. I get to reintroduce myself to the game. And you feel like you have a brand new rejuvenated energy. So it's exciting for me, and it does it. Whereas, you know, earlier there would be people would talk of retirement and things like that. For me, it's like I feel like I'm just getting started, and it's a really exciting feeling for me.
Have you thoughts about Vince Wilfork? He's talking about retiring.
I mean, he's had a phenomenal career. I mean, I think he won 2 Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the ultimate goal there. So the guy's had a great career. And if he does decide to retire, he has most definitely earned a happy retirement.
How much has it helped your game since you've been watching players talk about when they're not playing them, the mental reps, that kind of thing? How much has all that stuff helped you, you think, on that part of it?
I think it's been great to watch. And you get to see the entire scope of things from a different level. So not even just the plays, you get to see the way a team works. You get to see the way people interact. You get to see. So as a leader, it really gave me a brand new set of eyes, and I could see the team from a whole different perspective since I wasn't immersed in it. You could step back and really realize what was happening. And so I think it really, this year off, made me a better is going to make me a better leader and help me help other guys even more in the future.
If you give one message to Texans fans about your recovery, what would you want them to know?
I want them to know it's going really well, and next year's going to be a lot of fun.
Even though you mentioned how smart you were trying to do everything and make sure everything worked out well, was there any regret as the season went on, knowing that you could be cleared late in the season, could have returned potentially?
I think there was definitely. I mean, there's always going to be times where you're like, I wish I could be out there. But I think when I look at the full general scope of things, the way that everything played out and having from whenever I had the surgery in September till next season, the beginning of next September, having that full time period to rebuild my body exactly how it needs to be and not feeling pressed to do it at any certain speed, I think that it's definitely the best thing that I could have done for my body. And in the long run, it's definitely going to be the best thing we could have done for the team.
Do you feel like you didn't get that after the first surgery? For your second surgery, the
opposite. I think, like I spoke about before, I think we did things the right way. I think that we did them within the scope of what was allowed, but I think my pride did it very aggressively, and I think that obviously obviously it didn't go too well. So this one's gone very well. I'm very, very excited. And it's a really exciting time. There's a whole new energy. There's a whole new, like, just every single day I wake up just excited to work, excited about the future, excited about what comes ahead. And I mean, our fans are incredible. Our fans are so, so great. And just being around the city of Houston and being around our fans and being able to see people from kids to adults to grandparents, I couldn't be more thankful to play for a city like Houston. I couldn't be more thankful to play for these great people. And it gives me motivation. Like we talked about on the down days, the days that are tough in the last year, the fans have helped get me through that. The people out there who are rooting for you, who wear your jersey, who want to see you succeed, those people really help make the tough days easier. And now when I'm in my training, you know, if I'm having a rough set or I'm having a rough day or I'm having a rough session, you just think about your teammates, you think about your fans, you think about all the people out there who want to see you succeed, and I think that really helps me through everything.
Can you take us through your training schedule, what you're doing, how much time you're playing?
Yeah, it's you should come do it with me one day, Mark. It would be great. But right now it's really long. So basically I'm back into regular training, but I've added a ton of core into what we've already added for core. So basically my workouts right now are running about anywhere between 4 and 5 hours long. So wake up at 6, you know, eat breakfast, go to the stadium. And it's a full workout from a long warm-up to a very, very long core session in there. And then it's the weight room training for a huge chunk of time. I take a 10-minute break to refuel, and then I go out to the field for probably an hour and a half. So it's about a five-hour block there. And then I go home, I refuel, I take a nap for an hour, which is probably the best part of the day, to be honest. And then the rest of my day is filled with business stuff or family, friends, whatever.
So what will it mean to you when you finally get to hit somebody?
Can it be you? No, I can't wait. You know, it's like having an insatiable appetite that hasn't been fed in a very, very long time. It's you have this hunger, you have this desire, you have this you it's all pent up. And at some point, I don't know who it's going to be, but at some point somebody's going to feel it. And that's going to be fun. It's going to be very fun. Thank you, guys.
Good to see you.